Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's cross to Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you, and I imagine it's been a busy couple of days.
Good afternoon, Simon. It has been a titch busy, that is true. And believe it or not, people are asking about the AstraZeneca vaccine. Are we going to dump it? Is it a disappointment?
Yes.
Has the rollout stopped? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Various, very permutations of that. So I thought I could use this for this time just to explain exactly what has happened. Simon, have I got the next about half an hour, 45 minutes to do it in?
Not really, Prof.
Not really, yeah.
Do your best.
I'll do my best. Okay. I think we all know about the variants. I think we've spoken about the variants. That really is the nub of the problem, because this is a good vaccine. It's a good vaccine shown to be working in the Northern Hemisphere. The problem is shown to be working effectively and safely with the previous strain, the kind of what I can say, the parental strain, the original strain of the virus. The problem now is that we've got a variant. Nobody asked for this variant. It didn't drop out of the sky. It's a result of virus mutations. It's a biological fact. It's just very unfortunate that the mutations are the critical part of the virus, which allows this particular virus, this particular variant, to escape the effect of the vaccine. So now we're left with a problem. The problem is that we could really only analyze whether the vaccine does work or not until we could analyze the effect of the trials, because they were the only people in this country who've had the vaccine. It's no use looking at the rollout in other countries because they don't have the dominance of this particular variant.
Yes.
So the results of the analysis of the people that were on the trials, who were vaccinated with AstraZeneca, who were exposed to this variant, was disappointing. It went down to about 22% efficacy. Now that's a big problem. That is against mild and moderate infection. That's what is preventing. The other problem is that the trial only had fairly young people, up to the age of about 60 or 65. So you're not going to get any significant number of people who got severe infection that had to be protected against, or hospitalization. So we didn't have the numbers to see, does this vaccine protect against severe infection and hospitalization. The other things, we don't know, does it work in the elderly, because they're obviously a key target group. So this is work which still has to come about. So the decision was then taken with a lot of debate, a lot of discussion amongst our top scientists to suspend, not to kind of curtail or destroy or chuck out into the sea or anything like that, to suspend the AstraZeneca from the rollout pending more research, and to instead use a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which has been shown to be effective in protecting all of that, severe infection, hospitalization, and mild and moderate, in our country, exposed to the variant. That's why the decision was taken to use the Johnson & Johnson instead of the AstraZeneca at the moment. And there's been a lot of negotiations, a lot of work, and I must pay tribute to the Minister of Health, because he's been personally involved in these negotiations to get Johnson & Johnson vaccine within the next couple of weeks. And I think we've got to really doff our hats to him. In addition, we will be getting some Pfizer vaccine. So the rollout to the healthcare workers will take place very soon, within the next couple of weeks. So really, there hasn't been any significant delay.
Why is this going to be any difference? Because when the AstraZeneca vaccine landed in South Africa, it had to go for all sorts of trials. It was a further delay. Why is it going to be any different for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which we don't even have in the country right now?
Look, it wasn't going to go for trials, AstraZeneca. They go to the National Control Laboratory really for quality testing. That quality testing takes about 10 to 14 days. So yes, when the Johnson & Johnson arrives, there'll be a 10 to 14 days to go to the National Control Laboratory. They do a rigorous quality control. Has it got the right potency? Has it got the right constituency? Has it got the right chemicals, right preservatives, the right glassware for the ampules? All this kind of thing goes to the National Control. But it's not the trials. The trials take several months to do. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen there. So there is a lot of research still going on with the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's not going to be turfed out into the sea. It's not money down the drain. We are still investigating how we can get value out of the AstraZeneca. That's got critical importance. Well, first of all, for the African continent, because most Africans are going to get AstraZeneca vaccine and they've got the variant. And also there's global implications as well, because AstraZeneca vaccine is actually probably the bulk, certainly for the kind of third world. So what we do now has really got quite deep implications.
Prof, I have no doubt that you will keep us appraised of what is going on. Sounds quite unclear to me, but a lot of uncertainty. We will do that indeed. Professor Shoup, thank you for your time this afternoon. Okay. I've got to go to headlines.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks a lot.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.